Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, a no audience edition, coming to you from the Never Not Funny Studios on Friday, January 14th, 2011. So the conversation you're about to hear happened at least a week before you hear it. So keep that in account in case there's any major things happen in the world in the week and we don't react like they didn't happen.
I'm going to kill someone.
As of this taping, there are still tickets available for the Betts Interruption Live at San Francisco Sketch Fest on January 28th and 30th.
Boo.
I want to keep it the guests a secret, but I will say that Friday night's show includes two cast members from the Sarah Silverman program, and Sunday's 420 show features two cast members from the state. But get too excited because they're the worst people from each of those things.
Oh, now I know who it is.
Okay. Close. And if you're in L.A., check out Edgar Wright's Write Stuff series of screenings at the New Beverly that is ongoing as we speak.
Is it now? But what about with the edit?
You're
in the middle of it.
We don't edit anything.
By the time it gets on air.
Yeah, by the time it runs a week from now,
it's still going to be going. Okay.
Yeah.
And
I hope to see some of the movies he's showing are Driver, Wild at Heart, and True Romance. I've never seen any of those like in a packed theater. I saw them when they came out in at a matinee with three other people.
Not on an airplane?
Also jerking off.
Not on an airplane? You didn't see those?
Those were all movies I'd see when they opened.
Do you remember what theater?
Which one?
Let's say... What was the first Driver?
Moving on. And season one of this show, then called I Love Movies, is now available for purchase and download. 28 episodes for $15.
What a bargain.
You can get it at astrecords.com. My guests today are three friends I could get to come to Sherman Oaks on a Friday afternoon.
What?
Wow.
What?
I feel bad now.
It's quite
why?
Like I should have said no.
Yeah, there is that kind of thing where...
No, but that shows how awesome you are that I was able to get you here. It's very hot today out in the valley.
The way you said it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I did write that in it trying to be humorous, but I didn't mean it to be that insulting. My guests today are three a-holes with nothing better to do.
Again.
That's bad, wow. Too? Welcome, David Anthony Higgins, Sam Levine, and Graham Elwood.
Yay!
You apply the excited reaction for yourselves.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was cheering that Graham was here.
This is Dave's first time on the podcast, and I call him David Anthony Higgins because that's his SAG name.
Yes, Screen Actors Guild.
Because what when you signed up, there was already a David Anthony.
There was already a David Higgins.
I mean, David Higgins.
And they don't allow you. And that guy's complained about credits I've gotten that they didn't put the Anthony in there.
Because they forget?
Yeah. Sometimes a play.
They see you on set. They get used to you as Dave Higgins.
Mm-hmm.
And then boom.
Yeah, and then the pipe
comes. And then that guy complains. Has he been in anything good or anything? What's he got to complain? He should be happy that he might get a little steam,
his name
a little juice off of people coming up to him going, you were on Malcolm in the Middle last night.
I think with after I'm David A. Higgins, because there was a David Higgins, because after allows middle initials, but SAG won't. You have to have a full, or else come up with some fake name.
What about like, Michael J. Fox?
I think they probably
Michael J. Fox
switched it after him.
Yeah, he might have been the last one.
A. Martinez from L.A. Law.
Lawrence. That's just the first name. That's probably people. They probably embrace that.
Yeah,
they probably love it.
If I wanted to call myself A, just as a name,
A Higgins.
There it is. I think you're on something.
A Higgins. Which Higgins?
I actually knew somebody named A.
Was it A Martinez?
It was previously mentioned. It was a Thai gentleman.
But was he Canadian? Was it A?
No, Thai.
From Thailand, not Canadian.
I can't believe people complain to me that we don't talk about movies on this show because amazing. The stuff we talk about instead is fascinating.
That's true.
It's pretty good stuff.
All right, Doug, let's talk about movies.
All right, Sam, you bastard.
I like movies.
You Inglorious Bastard. Did you see Inglorious Bastards?
I did.
He was in it.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, thanks, Dave.
Well, when I saw the movie, because I like to complain about movies, I thought I wanted to see more of the Inglorious Bastards.
You and a lot of people, but
yeah, that's what.
And then,
that's
why
what
did David Bowie get to record a music video in the middle of the film?
No, they just took his Cat People song, but that was my least favorite thing.
That was a video for a David Bowie song, I'm quite sure. Mm-hmm. It was a woman in a flowing red dress walking around getting made up.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why they didn't have like a cat person wander through.
I imagine Tarantino editing the scene and he's listening to Bowie as he's editing.
Sure.
And then it says, it works.
Perfect. It's perfect. Let's just leave it in there. Well, it's so audacious.
Well, it's the only contemporary song in the movie.
What does that mean?
Well,
it's the only contemporary song. Does that make it all right?
Yeah.
Or does that make it stand out and
well, there were no
even
songs
more
that were
weird?
Contemporary of the era.
Right.
Era.
No, I know.
That's
right. It was all score. I don't know.
He just
Sam, you weren't there in post production.
I was not in the edit bay.
He's barely in the movie.
That's correct.
He's a great filmmaker who always includes something to
now,
make me
I got
pissed
a question
off.
Too.
Did he always tries to make me mad.
Yeah, but I agree. And did they actually cast you so that Eli Roth would look like a bear?
I'm sure that factored into it.
Yeah. Did they make people like
squat? They needed all the bastards to be tiny.
They needed
and
a
Brad
lot
Pitt.
Of short guys.
They needed all to be tiny so that the Germans and the bear all look like monsters.
Eli worked out like crazy for that.
Did he really?
Yeah. That scene, the first time you see the bear Jew, that long hallway he comes down, if in real life, down that long hallway, there's like a little room, and Eli had like a punching bag in there and a chin-up bar and free weights. And he'd go nuts waiting for them to set up the next shot just to get really pumped up and revved up for when he came out.
Well, you know what? The beauty to show what a fine actor is, it didn't show.
Yeah. I think he did that on Hostel as well. have you guys seen a movie that I like quite a bit called Tapeheads?
No, I'm in that movie.
I know. That's why I brought it up. It's Tim Robbins and John Cusack, back when they both thought they were hilarious. I think they still might. But it's a really odd movie. And,
very strange
And
movie.
You show up in a scene in Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles.
Yes, and that's available on the internet. It was my brother Steve and I.
Yeah.
And we knew the director, Billy...
Steve, of course, who everyone knows now as Jimmy Fallon's sidekick.
Yes. He's Fallon's sidekick. And he tells him what? No, his announcer.
Announcer, yeah. But I think that's sidekicky.
Yeah, sure.
Well, he participates.
He appears a lot. Yeah,
he does. So
and
anyway,
so
we were
funny.
In the film. That was our first credit that got us into SAG or got us, you know, SAG eligible.
But it's almost like a music video in the movie, and you guys are sitting there eating chicken.
It was, but we were actually in more scenes that were all cut. We were basically glorified extras.
That. Are you in the DVD extras at all?
I don't think so. You know, I don't think it has any extras. The one, I do have a DVD of it that I found. I love chicken.
Oh, that's a thing. I'm sure you had a ball doing that. Waffles, too.
It was a lot of fun. It was very interesting. That was my first experience on a set of a film, and I was so shocked at how quiet Tim Robbins and John Cusack were when they spoke. Like, they'd be doing scenes and it'd be like whispers. Like, you'd be 2 feet away and you couldn't hear them. Huh? And it really kind of, it was odd to me. And I, even working on other films since, I've never heard anyone be that quiet.
It's just quiet intensity.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I missed Tapeheads. I did see the sequel, though, Airheads.
Did you?
Brendan Fraser. No, yeah. Isn't that?
That was a great piece of cinematic gold right there.
Yeah.
What about Eraserheads?
Oh,
well, we were also very thrilled with Tapeheads because it was a Mike Nesmith production, but we never got to meet Mike Nesmith.
Oh, that's weird.
We did not. But I think
it
was an odd film.
Yeah. There's a line that I think is in the trailer but not in the movie, or vice versa. Well, that can't be. Who cares if it's not in the trailer? But where John Cusack says to a bald guy, "I want to lick and spank your bald head," or something like that. And I always thought that was really funny. And then it's not in the movie, but it's in the trailer.
Right. So you're a little disappointed.
I was.
But no,
I don't know why I thought that was so funny.
I don't think it even got in a theater.
I think it was in a theater for a week or so. I think I saw it in a empty
cinema.
Well,
my copy of it, my DVD, I bought it like the Kmart, you know, discount bin.
Right.
It's like, you know.
How many?
You had to buy your own copy.
Yeah. Well, the movie was shot. This was 86, is it? Something like that. I mean, it was years ago.
Oh, wow.
So. Yeah, it was old enough. It was long enough ago. I was just reminiscing recently about when movies would come out on VHS, and like a movie like Top Gun, would, when it came out on videotape, it would cost $90.
Yes.
But that was like, for rental
prices.
Insane.
It was. No, wow. Yes. It was geared towards rental companies.
That was
It was geared towards, yeah. But people would buy it, though.
That's true.
You know, if you really liked a movie,
You know, and you're old as well, that you remember the time when you'd buy a soundtrack because that was the only way to own a piece of the film. Like, you had no way of owning it. So you bought the soundtrack album.
Yeah.
And it would have dialogue and
music.
Yeah,
the Animal House one was great.
Yeah, and music that was actually in the film as opposed to inspired by.
Yeah.
And that was how you owned the film.
It's not end title music. It's
right, and then you'd have to wait for it to be on ABC Sunday Night Movie, you know.
Yeah, that's how you
the next time you'd see it.
But yeah, that's crazy. I can't believe we live
the fact
that
we can just look on the phone and get a stolen version of any film.
Or just a they just released it version. Like, you can go, I watch it on Netflix. Like,
well, that's true.
Phone.
You can do it legally too.
Yeah, it comes out so fast now. What about how many movies would you say you've been in? You're in The Wrong Guy
probably,
with Dave Foley.
Yes, I could probably count them on a hand.
Yeah,
whose hand?
Yeah, exactly. I want to know whose hand.
Does his hand have nine fingers on it?
Let me see.
Yeah, if you're counting them on the incredible seven fingered man hand.
Your tape heads.
Yes.
Oh, shoot. What was the one with Jason Priestley as the hitman?
Oh, yeah, that was pretty good.
Calendar
Girl. Really good movie. No.
No?
It was good. We should actually recommend that.
Very good movie. What's the name of it? Janine's in it?
Yeah, Jason Priestley was a hitman. I'm going to look it up on Len Maltin.
Yeah.
Okay, go name the other ones.
Okay.
Because it had kind of a generic title. Snake Eyes, yeah, you're great
you
in that.
Eyes.
They show that a lot on like TBS or TNT.
Yeah, because the great thing is I'm in that basically right after the great shot of all that opening.
Yeah, well, you're also you're in a weird shot where De Palma tries to piss me off, where he pans over from room to room. So you see that it's a set and that the camera's going over the wall.
And that was all shot. All that shot.
But you were in it. That was cool.
Yeah. Snake Eyes.
Priestley.
The Wrong Guy.
Yeah. Which people should check out.
They should check that out.
It's pretty funny.
That is a great film.
I love that movie.
We just had a viewing of it. We showed it at the Cine Family. As part of the, you know, Scott Aukerman's deal. So it's another podcast.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah, Comedy Death Ray, dude.
Yeah, and it was fantastic. Packed house, and we hadn't seen it in front of a live audience since Aspen when we won the, like the best screenplay award.
Oh, that's cool.
It never got released movie. That the only reason we were able to get it on DVD at all was Jay Kogan, who co-wrote it with myself and Foley, he ordered enough DVDs that they would print it. And then they said, we'll make a printing. That was they. And
and whose name is it they say over and over again? Is it Ken Daly?
Yeah, Ken Daly is the killer. Yeah, he's a good friend of ours.
Our buddy Ken Daly, they say his name over and over again in the dialogue.
Yeah, because he's hired the killer.
Wait, in the movie Snake Eyes, though, is Kevin Dunn is an actor in the movie?
Yeah.
Who's the real actor.
Right.
And then isn't Gary Sinise's character's name Kevin Dunn?
It could quite
possibly. I think that's
possible.
The big mystery, that always bothers
the big
me.
Mystery in that movie for a lot of people, I'm sure, is did I get killed by Sinise?
Oh.
So watch it again, folks at home.
Oh, you're not going to tell us? I thought you were going to
tell
us.
No,
it's
one of those ones. I think it's
I thought you were going to explain it.
I think I'm dead.
Yes, I am correct. Kevin Dunn, but Dunn, D-U-N-N-E, is the character's name.
Cold Blooded is the name of the movie.
Cold Blooded, which is a great film.
You should really check it out. Leonard Maltin gives it 2 stars.
And I just ran into Priestley at Ralph's the other day. I love that guy.
How's Priestley doing?
He's actually doing well. He's directing.
Yeah?
Yeah. He's a really nice guy. I love that guy.
Ralph's card. Good?
His Ralph's card was good. He was able to get the discount on many of the items.
Outstanding. I love it when they give you that. It's going to be $83. No, it's $67. It's like a slot machine.
And guaranteed savings of $23.33.
Love it. Yeah.
Nothing to do with movies. It says here that Michael J. Fox
produced
has a cameo
that.
In
and
Cold
he also
Blooded.
Produced it.
Yeah. Nice. Check that out, everybody. Cold Blooded. Watch Cold Blooded and then tell me. Let me know.
I got Miss Nobody. Miss Nobody that
Hiding
may be produced
out?
Soon.
The John Cryer movie, Hiding Out.
Hiding Out. That's
Am I in that
movie?
It says it
no,
on
he's
your
hiding
resume.
Out in there. It does.
Does it on
Maybe
IMDb?
It's a different Hiding Out.
Did you pull up his name on IMDb?
I did.
You certainly can, I did. But you know what?
Yeah, it's the right one.
That might be one of the ones that's a mistake.
Oh, do you mean one of the ones you put?
It could
there
be
to
the
try
other guy.
Add your resume when you're starting.
Oh,
out?
No, I've actually tried dude. To have stuff expunged, but it's like really
it's so hard.
Difficult. And the website used to be great when it was all free.
It says
and
you
it
were
just,
a student, so.
That yes, I was in that.
No, what the?
I mean, it's possible. It's possible. You know, I've been doing this too long.
I don't remember you.
To
in
not
that.
Be known.
I don't remember you in Hiding Out. I sat through that.
All right. I'm trying to think. Miss Nobody that I just that hasn't gotten released yet. Oh, they just got a distributor.
What's that?
It's a film. It's about a girl who goes through basically like kills her way up the corporate ladder.
Oh, good for her.
It's a dark comedy, and it's...
And stars Leslie Bibb, Adam Goldberg, and Kathy Baker.
Oh, a great cast. Great
wow,
cast.
Wow, they're
yeah.
all great.
Yeah.
Oh, and Missy Pyle, too.
I like
Missy Pyle. Fantastic.
Wow.
I mean, it was a star-studded cast.
Ooh, and Superman is in it.
Yes, he is, and I actually
Brandon
know
Ralph.
Brandon. I know Brandon.
You wouldn't mean you know him.
He's from Iowa. He's from... And so I do a telethon there every year.
And
what?
Yeah.
And my former
all right,
father, Sam McMurray, is in it.
Oh, I didn't know that was your father.
Thanks for coming
my
by. Subject
father.
Changer.
Former
we're
father.
Talking about a thing in Iowa.
Oh, okay, all right. Here's here's the irony because we used to always make fun of telethons, and we actually are in within certain circles of cities like Austin, where the Comedy Channel was in. We did a week of doing that. We're supposedly doing a telethon. There were up the whole week, and we did a parody of it, and it was kind of famous within that comedy group.
Sure, sure. I think
and,
I saw some of that.
Yeah, and so the thing would be,
I think I donated money to that. Actually,
you might have. And so every year at around the time of the Aspen Comedy Festival, I would be in Denver waiting for a flight to Des Moines, and everybody else would be in Denver going to Aspen, and they'd say, hey, okay, I'll see you at Aspen. I go, no, I'm actually going to do a telethon in Des Moines, Iowa. Yeah, okay. They never believed me, but I've been doing it for like 10 years.
And what do you raise money for?
A variety club.
And who comes on? Do you have like local talent?
We have local
come
people come on. Also, you know, there's a lot of acts from Vegas, and Emma Sams does it every year.
Is it the is it the same weekend every year?
It's like the first weekend in March usually, and it's going to be the 5th and 6th of March this year. So.
Oh, damn it. We're going to be busy, but that would be like maybe next year. I would love to come if you'd have me.
I would have you, certainly.
I would love to
would
show
you do a
up.
Live broadcast?
I would love to, you know, because we could get like a comedy show in town like the night before or something.
Definitely.
You know, to help pay for
definitely.
The trip or whatever.
But it's actually a great charity variety.
That sounds awesome to me.
Fun. I don't want to change the subject too much, but I've just noticed that Graham Elwood on this January 14th is wearing flip-flops, but not just any flip-flops.
It's a hot ass day, dude.
It is. It's warm, but not just any flip-flops.
I can't operate a
Graham,
motor vehicle
in flip-flops. Can you please tell the listener what kind of flip-flops those
I'm
are?
I'm wearing Batman Havaianas.
Oh, good. So it is a movie thing.
Well, that's good. Yeah.
Sort of.
Yes.
Comic book thing.
Did I miss any films, Sam?
Nothing worth talking about.
Okay.
What's your favorite of Inglourious Bastards aside, Sam? What's your favorite like movie role or movie that you're in? Like,
it's a little one that no one has seen yet. It's called Drones.
Yeah,
and it comes out on DVD in March. But if you have Comcast, you can watch it on demand right now.
Which ripoff of a Japanese movie were you in? Was it called Impulse?
It
or
was
something?
Just called Pulse.
Pulse
ripoff of the Japanese movie Cairo.
Yeah.
And that was. the Japanese movie's good. Our movie isn't terrible, but it's not a great
movie. I don't like that stuff in general. I don't like, oh, that looks creepy. That's not enough for
me. You know what? There's a thing, too, that I have a problem with, is that where they just do a shot-for-shot remake.
We didn't do shot for
not
shot.
That,
we stole
not
a couple
this film
of shots.
Didn't, I'm just saying.
There was one main shot where this girl like climbs up to the top of like a water tower and then jumps, and it's all in one shot. You know, it's like CGI.
So they did that the same way?
They did that the same way, and it looks great. It's like the creepiest shot in the movie. But the problem was they insisted on making this PG-13.
So she
any
be
chance.
Naked.
So they had to use a dummy. They couldn't kill a real person.
I know. What?
Now, if it's R, when did she crawl person. Out of the TV?
No, that's The Ring. It's The Ring.
Are you sure?
But it was, but it was, this one was definitely on the heels of the success of The Ring.
Absolutely. There was The Grudge, and you know, there were so many movies, the Japanese remake movies that came out after The Ring was so successful.
Yeah, I don't care for any of them, to be honest with you.
You didn't like, did you like the Japanese versions?
No. I just don't like, oh, look at this, this creepy kid, he might be a ghost.
Well, the Japanese kind of have that weird attitude about ghosts too.
I mean, yeah, they're more scared of them. Than
yeah,
I am.
Well, they're more. They, I think more of them believe yeah. them than we do. Yeah,
I don't not believe. That
no, we're
ghosts.
Americans.
I just
we
am
just
not
believe
scared
in
by
angels.
You know, the scariest ghost movie to me is like Poltergeist, and it really is not about ghosts. It's about a you know. I mean, it is.
Right. Well,
but
the Exorcist.
Then it becomes about pulling
the
their face off, and
the
Exorcist
that's
isn't
not
ghosts.
Really,
yeah,
no.
Yeah, yeah.
That's demons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then most of the great, other great, most of the other great horror movies are just some unhinged character killing people.
For me, it was always scarier, like as a kid growing up, you'd watch Frankenstein and Dracula and the Wolfman and enjoy those. But the really scary ones were the ones where it could be real. Like, you know, that
yeah.
possibly could happen. Like, just a killer, an insane killer is yeah. very scary. But
yeah, it's like
not as Frankenstein.
Not
kind of
loose. Like
movie.
Friday the 13th.
I guess
that's based on a true story.
Well, you know, there's that whole thing where most of them, or like even Psycho, is based on Ed Gein. You know, they all go back to Gein, where it's the idea of
Gein and Gein.
They go to that same well. Yeah,
Ed Gein
from Wisconsin.
Yeah, Wisconsin.
My brother and I like to when we listen to the Foreigner song Head Games. We like to pretend he's saying Ed Gein.
Now, seriously,
next time you listen to that song and you hear that,
now Sam, I know we've just met.
Now.
I'm a fan of
Candy
your work.
Candy dish out of skulls, yeah. Ed Gein.
Yeah, but I seriously
Lamp-shaped
thought
with human skin, Ed Gein.
I thought you were going to say I like to wear a flesh apron and dance on the moon with my brother whenever we hear that song.
That too.
That's very Ed Gein.
That's coming out on DVD. When? When's the you and your brother in the flesh apron?
That is one of the extras on the Drones DVD. So you'll have to buy it to find out.
But they better not be a shot for shot remake.
It is not a shot for remake.
What have you seen lately, Graham?
It's like mocking Graham.
no, he was doing the puts lotion on the skin voice.
Was he?
Which you really bring up an inordinate amount on this podcast.
It's just fun.
What's it's fun to talk like that.
You help me take this into my
is she a fat girl? Roomy in the hips?
Yes, sir, she was.
See, that movie, speaking of realistic
see, that's a very
that
scary
That was very
movie.
Scary.
That's very creepy. And they showed it like 2:30 in the afternoon, hardly cut at all. I just worry for the children. What have you seen lately, Graham?
I saw Sam and his brother tuck their penises between their legs and dance.
Would you fuck me?
But it's they're interesting the way they do it. They tuck their penises between each other's legs.
Yeah, it's really I've never seen it. It's more like the remake of Shot for Shot remake of Centipede.
Why is that considered so crazy?
Yeah, thank you,
who
Dave.
Who hasn't done the
Who
know,
hasn't
you know,
done
do
the Buffalo Bill
like,
dance?
It's really crazy, but who hasn't?
No,
done
I've
that?
Made that. I've made that point myself. Is that, that's pretty normal?
Yeah. And then you know what happens when you turn around. The fleshy shits.
That was. Oh, I'm so glad he doesn't turn around. Yeah. I don't need to see
turn around,
Ted Levine's fleshy shit.
I always thought it was turn around, Ed Gein. Every
Did
now
you?
And then you wear a flesh apron.
I feel like someone else has said this on your podcast, but I think Patton said it when in that song "Turn Around, Bright Eyes." I always think of Planet of the Apes as well. Whenever she says bright eyes.
Turn around bright eyes.
Bright eyes.
Wow. Be careful, Taylor. You might not like what you find.
All right, I'm going to try one more time. Have you seen any movies lately?
Yeah.
Obviously, he hasn't seen Planet of the Apes because he does not have the voice down.
I've seen that movie.
He hasn't been working
times.
On it.
What did I see? I saw part of Season of the Witch, just enough to go, wow, this is a horrifying piece of shit.
Because you were, and of course, you weren't surprised.
No, I was
it's got a January 5th release date.
Yeah.
It stars Nicolas Cage.
It's
like
a crazy
how much more can
wig.
They say about it?
And then
makes it like
Nick and I worked
his big summer movie. Guys. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Your best
was it fun working with him?
You know what? He was at that point doing like he'd done like five films in a row, and he was like worn out.
So he's a little burnout.
But he was actually
that character
he was
actually so energetic. Nice. That character so
yap.
But, so you walked out of that, okay?
Yeah. Well, Ron Perlman, like they're trying to do wacky.
Ron Perlman accents, and I go to the same deli.
But that's Ron Perlman, the billionaire. Perlman.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see him there. I saw him there today.
I've seen him at the Ralphs here in Sherman Oaks.
Yeah.
Yeah, Perlman's out there.
He really is. He works it.
He doesn't, he lives up at a castle waiting to be turned into a prince.
No. He's not living off his, his quest for fire.
That's what he's living off of. Not
quest
Sons
for
of
fire
Aaron,
money.
No. Hellboy 2.
That's what I'm saying. He's not sitting on his laurels from that. He's Hellboy still 2. Working. He's out there.
Yeah,
I got the feeling like he just saw. He was like, "This is a ridiculous script. It's stupid." He didn't even like. Nick Cage was trying to do because they're in the Crusades. They're in the Crusades.
Right. And that's another reason why it's obviously not good.
Yeah, and they're trying to do accents, but Ron Perlman doesn't even. And in the movie, he even says like, "Ah, go." He tells someone, "Ah, go to hell." Really? Were they saying that in the 1400s during the Crusades, Ron? He never. There's like a battle montage where they're like back to back, doing that like, looks like we're going to work again as they're like cutting guys off. And Perlman looked like he's like almost looked at his watch like, when am I back to the set of Sons of Anarchy? Because he really could not have cared.
You think he likes Sons of Anarchy set that much?
I think he does. I think it's a
there's safe more
or you there. Just mean or you just mean he was just kind of looked like he wanted to be somewhere else.
He wanted to be somewhere where they're actually acting and not just.
I also like though that you think that you have the theory that they weren't saying go to hell yet. I think hell's been around for a pretty long time.
But that expression
if he just said go to Poughkeepsie.
Thank you. That's actually a good point.
Yeah, but we're go to hell's an
Doug,
American
when's the
expression.
Next one of these?
What do you mean?
When's the next that I'm doing? When am I doing the next
one? Oh, when are you back?
Yeah.
I like a guest that wants to rebooking during the show.
Yeah, because I'd like a new group.
I can't wait to do it again. Hey,
Higgins,
wait a second.
Wait, why?
Not really. Go ahead.
A lot of times I'll call somebody up and go, who would you like to...
and then my name has never come
bring
up.
No, bring along.
Oh, okay.
To get like, a kind of a...
A vibe or a
or
feel.
A theme going.
Like the old Merv Griffin show?
Yeah, he used to have theme shows where everyone was from the
we
same,
love those.
Same thing.
The previous three times I've been on, you've asked me who the third guest should be. And what have I said all three times? No bullshit.
Leonard Maltin.
Who it should be? Leonard Maltin?
No, other than that, you asked me who the third guest should be.
You always say Graham Elwood.
That's right,
oh,
I do.
Get out of
every
town.
Every time, buddy.
Aren't you an
every
angel?
Time.
Yeah, see, that's how I booked the show. I was like, who does Sam Levine like?
Sam, who should
I like Graham because he's ridiculous. He wears his sunglasses through the whole show.
It is weird.
Yeah, what's that about? It's not like you were partying last night or anything.
No, I went to the eye doctor.
Oh, really?
Did you really?
Yeah.
In flip-flops?
What happened?
What
poked you in the eye? That's nothing to that.
Did he poke your eye? Are you blind? Is this like the Book of Eli? Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. It's actually a Braille Bible.
It was Satan.
What'd you have done to your eyes? Can you talk about it?
The drops? Yeah, I put in they're robotic. I have robotic eyes.
You have robot eyes now?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And robot eyes are sensitive to the sun? That's interesting.
Well, they're brand new. They got to adjust.
They might melt.
The iris?
Yeah.
I love it.
This is one of the best shows yet.
Entertainment Weekly, or as I call it,
EW.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Oh.
They listed a bunch of movies that you have to see before Oscar night.
Okay, I'm listening.
Yeah, and in order to be completely aware of how it wasn't that great of a year for movies and the Oscars.
Except
are
I saw this last month.
I saw Blue Valentine.
I'm just saying this last month has been fantastic. With
Boo Valentine?
Yeah,
holy crap!
Break up. You're done. Stop fighting. You're done. Just a bad relationship. It's over.
The movie's about how hard it is to be married to an annoying person.
I mean, and honestly, like I felt like, and some people are like, "Oh, they did a lot of improvising." I go, "I know." I felt like when I was in acting school and was watching long improvised acting scenes about couples not getting along, I was like, "I get it. I got it."
Yeah,
you're
it's
done.
Really. It's like. It's like somewhere, but with arguing.
Sam, did you see it?
I didn't. I'm terrible. Although what I did see right now is Doug is holding...
Let's hear what he has to say.
He's holding this piece of paper where all of his notes are on, and I can now see the front of it. And so he literally has to write out his signature catchphrase, "Hi, everybody. My name is Doug."
First of all, it's "Hey, everybody."
Or, it's fine.
Second
"Hey, everybody."
Second of all, shut up.
But you get what I'm saying.
Are you a writer?
Am I a writer?
Yeah. I'm going to ask you.
Because
here's the deal.
I've written.
He gets to put that on the page, and he started.
Yeah.
Now he can work on that. He feels like I've started writing.
Yeah. If I just write, if I start writing down my plugs, yeah. I might, Matt Belknap, the producer, might say, okay, we're rolling. And then I'll go, someone from the Sarah Silverman program is going to be there.
I've totally forgotten.
What the hell
really
am I doing?
Really? You forget to intro your show that you've done a million times?
You know, Sam.
Well, the other thing is
I'm just curious, Doug. I want to know.
You could cut the standard one. He could cut one. And then you just put it at the top every time.
We don't. I'm fascinated
by how your
brain works.
We don't edit the show generally. We occasionally tweak something. Yeah, everything you've said is in.
Can I show talk about Paul Verhoeven?
No take back.
Will that get bleeped?
All right. Go ahead and read this list of films we should see.
I've never worked with him, but...
Well, we don't have time for it now anyway, so we'll just move on.
Went through them. I like the King's Speech.
It's at Sam Levine on Twitter if you want to complain.
Please, go ahead.
Because, yeah, it's like this thing about what my piece of paper. Yeah. You claim to listen to the podcast a lot.
Yeah.
A lot of the guests bring it up.
Yeah.
And it has nothing to do with movies or comedy.
All right, well, let's talk more about Blue Valentine.
We both saw Blue Valentine, and we both did not care for it.
All right. Yeah, I mean, honestly, like, go see Rabbit Hole. Rabbit Hole gets annoying a little bit because me personally, I don't like watching couples fight. But Rabbit Hole, you go, there's a couple
First of all, it's a sexier title.
Yeah, for sure, yeah.
Right.
Who's Rabbit Hole. and then it's like this couple lost a kid, so you can go okay.
Yeah,
I have no idea what they're going through, and anything in their characters that you're like, wow, that was kind of that character's kind of being unlikable. You go, oh yeah, maybe. I mean, maybe that's what that couple
they're
would
going
go
through a hard time.
Yeah,
well, like Ryan Gosling is a drunk in Blue Valentine, and he does a great job of portraying that, but it's not interesting to watch because drunks just repeat themselves over and over and
also
over.
People when they
and then it's an improvised movie on top
when
of
people
that.
Improvise, they do that as
oh,
well.
Oh God, yeah. So it's just he is just unbearable, and I guess you could say it's a good performance, but what's his name? Christian Bale is unbearable in The Fighter, but it's compelling. Mm. Like what's happening with his character and everyone around him is interesting.
Which I thought he was brilliant. I thought,
yeah,
I haven't seen that.
He's great.
Fighter
the
was
first
fantastic.
Time I saw The Fighter because I've seen it a couple times.
Wow.
First time I saw it, I was so aggravated by him and how he kept tearing Mark Wahlberg down.
Oh, of course. But that's again emotionally, you're
that's what a crackhead would do.
Well, and
yeah,
also
that is totally what
no, but also
would do.
That's
it also almost feels unreal. He's so
brilliant.
He's so fucking cracked out.
The thing is, that's like that whole thing where you hate someone as an actor because they're so good at being evil.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, but that it's a great performance. And I just thought as I was watching it, I remembered seeing that Crack Street, the HBO special. And I remember, you know, and it was like this weird thing of like, because he's so in that role that it brought me back to watching it years ago, 20 mm-hmm. years ago, and that because you watched it, you were so compelling. He was so charming and thrown everything away because of crack. And then,
delusional, thinks this is a documentary about my comeback.
No, like, but that's not a delusion. He's saying that to his mom.
Right.
But he knows it's about crack addicts. He knew he wasn't even supposed to be in it in the original one. He was one of the addicts that they just ran into. And then he was so fascinated, they ended up following him. And that was the rest
of the
story.
What about Black Swan?
What about it?
Can we talk about that?
What do you want to say about it?
It's a well-made film, but I just didn't.
Me neither.
Yeah.
I didn't see it.
Count me out.
Yeah, I wasn't into it.
I like True Grit.
It's good.
I have not seen that either.
It's
excellent
good.
Movie.
And King's Speech. So I'm saying that's pretty good December. They all came out just in time for Oscar.
Yeah, they did. Those are definitely...
How they do it.
Social Network, King's Speech, Fighter.
I've got the screener
True
for
Grit.
Social Network, but I haven't seen it yet.
Maybe The Town.
Oh, I loved The Town.
The Town was good.
Yeah. I liked Winter's Bone was good.
Winter's Bone is a very good movie.
Kids Are All Right is good. It's not that heavy, but it's good.
The thing about Kids Are All Right is it just becomes sort of, it's okay, but then it becomes like, the thing that Rabbit Hole didn't do was Rabbit Hole didn't get into these hacky relationship things like that you sort of expected to happen. The Kids Are All Right did. Like, oh, they're going to sleep together. And Mark Ruffalo is just sort of...
I didn't really buy the motivation.
Oh, I didn't buy that at all.
But
you know
what?
The sad thing is,
you know
how the film got sold and everything with who's in it. And I think Mark Ruffalo is a great actor.
Yeah.
And I think he's got this great everyman thing going down, and they really don't know what to do with him because he is just... a guy. He always comes off as a great, like in Zodiac, He's great in Zodiac. He's great in that. And it's like, you just go, this is a guy that every guy that watches it, it says, I want to be a buddy with him.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just no plug in. He's not off the wall.
You had a funny tweet today about how since the Zodiac thing has been, you know, now there's a new Zodiac sign, and most people are a new sign, like, because they added one.
I'm a new
sign. I was a Cancer, now I'm a Gemini or something like that.
Well, I mean, not to get too nerdy on you, but apparently that's
only if
you
you're
follow,
born after 2000.
No, it's only if you follow astrological signs using the constellations and not what most of the Western world does. Apparently, it's called your tropical zodiac sign.
I don't remember this.
But he still has to do with the changing of the seasons. Regardless, he's throwing the whole thing into flux. I mean, it was already kind of a shaky thing to say the way I behave because of anything.
My tweet.
But your tweet. But he tweeted today that was going to. That it's a good thing the Zodiac killer wasn't around.
Yeah, I'm so glad the Zodiac killer's not around because it would really throw off his game.
That would have really messed him up. Speaking of games, let's play the Leonard Maltin game.
Okay. Right. Sons of bitches.
And Graham Elwood, I didn't tell you this. Graham. I'm playing against you.
Oh,
yeah.
And Dave Higgins, yeah.
That's right. I was sandbagged.
That's right. You were sandbagged. I prepped one hell of a game, my friend.
But that's the other thing about booking this show. I didn't want to give it away at the top, but I wanted Sam to run a version of the game, and I wanted to be up against people that would be
good
at it.
Is this one going to get on in time to get into this year's potties?
I actually did win a podcast award.
Did you? What is it called?
I don't. You know, the podcast awards or something. I don't know.
Somebody had a clever.
I don't know where why they just decided to take it upon themselves to have an awards. There's tons of categories. Like I won for like. I wasn't even in the comedy category. I just won for like a movie.
Well, that was
category.
Like Cable Ace Awards. I mean, we were up for one of those. There were so many categories just to. Absolutely.
But briefly before we play, I should mention that Dave has explained to me, and this is crazy, it totally rocked my world, that he thinks that he knows that he and his brother and friends would play their version of the Leonard Maltin game out of the Leonard Maltin book. And he thinks it predates when I started playing it with Sarah and Brian.
Oh, it definitely.
And so he thinks I got it from them.
But did he put it on a podcast?
So I got to tell him. Well, I just have to, you know, I want to be, be true about the origins of the game and give you credit where credit is due. But we played it for so long and added our own wrinkles.
See, but
and
we
stuff.
started playing it before 1980, probably.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Huh. Yeah.
I still want proof.
We used to get the
letter.
Well, it's quite possible. We hung out quite a bit.
Yeah, we did.
Probably 90.
I don't remember doing that.
92.
You know what I mean?
But we just hung out.
We did a lot of things together.
Yes, we did.
Sat around by pools.
Yeah. So I'm just telling you, we played. I know we played it.
Between your legs?
Yeah.
Occasionally.
I'm really fascinated with that,
Pale moonlight.
I just want to see more of it.
All right, so Sam is going to run.
I'm going to run this.
Sam's going to run the game, and I'm going to play. And I'll of course remind him when he's running it wrong.
Dave, since you were the
Dave's first time,
since you were the newbie, I'm going to
start
with you.
There.
All right,
okay.
I'm going to give you three.
Which way we're going to go? We're going to go this way.
We're going to go this way. Yeah.
All right.
You got three categories, my friend. Today is Jason Bateman's birthday, so we have some Jason Bateman movies.
Oh man!
A category I think Doug may have used before: movies with song title names.
Oh.
And then a category that I'm very proud of that I like to call Sequel Please. And they are terrible movie sequels.
Okay, so your opinion comes into this.
My opinion.
Wow.
As does Len's.
Let's go with Sequel Please.
All right, Sequel Please.
What, for 40?
Godfather 2, horrible sequel. What were they thinking?
We're probably going to have a big argument about this.
Horrible?
You've got 3 years to choose from. You can have a sequel from 1994, 1997, or 1998.
Oh, you're young. 94.
All right.
He was hoping for a sequel from the 50s.
Yeah. Andy Hardy.
Abbott Costello.
Andy Hardy. Yeah. Abbott Costello and me, Wolfman.
All right. It is.
Thank you, Wolfman.
Your movie side?
This is 94.
Okay. 1994.
Sequel from 1994.
I got to get my game head on.
Len gave this one a very generous 2 stars.
Oh.
It's worse than that?
But he called it harmless, a formulaic sequel with a twist. And there are a scant 5 names.
Wow. Well, I got to keep. Am I bidding first? Is that how it works?
This is a bad sequel.
It's a bad sequel.
2 stars.
It's, Len gave it 2 stars. He says it's harmless, formulaic, but with a twist. And there
what
are
was the
5 names.
94. I'll go 3.
All right. 3 names. Doug, 3 names to you.
I'll try in 2.
I'll try you naming that movie, Douglas Benson.
All right, Doug.
All right. What are my 2 names?
It's tough. This is tough. Your first name is Chris Conrad. And the second name is Constance Towers.
A lot of Connies.
Ooh, wow.
Constance Towers.
You might have been able to get it if I'd given you three names, but I don't see.
See, that's where Dave was smart to do the sitting that way.
Those two help
it. And then do we move on after this, after Doug doesn't get it?
After I don't get it, you get the point.
You get a point.
And then next round would start with Graham.
Do you need a pen?
No,
I'll remember. Got it. Don't worry about it.
Constance Towers. Sequel,
she was 94. Great on Fawlty Towers.
Right? As the title character.
Oh, no, that was Constance Booth. Ooh. Don't mean to throw you off, Doug.
It's okay.
Two stars.
You don't have to psych me out at this point because I don't think I'm going to get this. Weekend at Bernie's 2?
Oh, that is a valiant guess.
Yes.
But it was The Next Karate Kid.
Oh, nice.
The third name was Michael Ironside. And
wow.
That still wouldn't have
See, I wouldn't have got it with Michael Ironside.
I don't remember.
Either.
He was the bad guy.
Father-in-law 2. Yeah.
I didn't pay enough attention to that. So that's
what was the stepfather?
So
was
Dave gets a point.
1 point for Dave.
There you go.
All right.
Ooh, now we start with Graham.
All right, Graham, we're going to you. You can choose from Jason Bateman movies. In theaters now.
Hey, I didn't hit that category. Did you add categories as it goes?
I'm throwing some categories.
Yeah, we change them up.
Change them up.
All right.
You'll get your chance. And another one, Friends movies, as in movies
what?
That the cast of Friends have been in.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That sounds fun.
What do you say? Bateman, in theaters now, Friends movies.
I will go in theaters now.
All right.
Oh, interesting.
So we don't get a year on this one.
Yeah. Do not get a year.
Oh, well, it would be in a theater now.
Because it'd be in theaters now.
So I put two.
So the year's 2011 or 2010.
Yeah. It could be either of those years.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And could have overlapped into the new
All
year.
All right.
Could it be, no.
All right. I will go with this one. Which, as you well know, Len does not give stars.
Absolutely correct.
No. He just gives a very thoughtful review.
He said this one was tiresome, and he could try to describe the story, but it would be a waste of your time and mine. Wow. So he says about this one, and there are 10 names.
Wow. I will go 8.
All right.
That's good.
Dave, what do you say?
I'll go 7.
Says 7 names.
I'll go 3.
Whoa. Think you know you're in theaters now? Well, huh? All right.
Tiresome?
Graham, what do you say? You want to go 2 or you're going to...
Oh, wait. Graham got the first point.
Huh?
Didn't he say name that movie to me?
He did.
Yeah. Suck it, Dave.
Yeah, seriously, Dave. Trying to throw me off.
All three of you guys didn't catch that one.
To say it again. Yeah. Well, I didn't know.
See, that's the thing. That's why I noticed
we didn't
that,
have scoring.
It gets into a thing sometimes where you get in like the same pattern, the same thing just keeps happening.
Yeah, what's going to happen again?
But no. he might go
think
less.
You're going to go less than 3?
I think he might.
Oh, that's true. Actually, there's quite a few movies from certain people that the same cast is always in that you would recognize it.
I'm going to say name that movie, Doug.
All right, give me 3
excellent
names.
Excellent choice.
Right. Thank you.
I'm pretty confident with the 3 names on this one for Doug.
Okay. That he's going to get it?
Yeah.
Okay, give me the 3 names. Out of 10?
Out of 10. First name is Shelley Kahn. Second name is Mark Lynn Baker. And your third name is Dominic Lombardozzi.
Give me the clues again.
All right. It is in theaters now. He called it tiresome. He said, I could try to describe the story, but it would be a waste of your time and mine. 10 names, you got 3. Shelley Kahn, Mark Lynn Baker, Dominic Lombardozzi.
Mark Lynn Baker should totally give it away.
Because, I mean, seriously, how many movies is he in?
How many movies is he in without Balky?
And
that would be all of the movies that he's been in.
I prepped 18 movies, and in 2, I think the game might end.
Yeah, it might be over, because the only movie that's coming to my mind that could be it is... No, that was
last
March.
Release the Kraken.
The only movie
I always thought he said release
be...
the end game. That's what I always thought.
Did you really?
Yes.
Let's call back.
Come on now.
There's 10 names.
How Good much Lord. Time do you get?
You don't know it.
I don't know.
I think I'm done.
You want a clue?
Avatar.
Oh, dude.
Re-release of Avatar.
Dude. The only thing movie I can think of that he wouldn't want to explain what it's about because it would be just a waste of time is Tron Legacy, but that's not what it is. So I'll have to go with... I'll just go with Season of the Witch.
I know what it is.
What is it?
How do you know?
That is correct.
Shit, I didn't see it. I would not know. That Marklin Baker thing would have really stood out because I'd been like, oh, shit, you know Marklin what? Baker's in a movie.
Had I said two names, I wouldn't have got it because Dominic Lombardi, because he's in the trailer. He's one of the baseball players that Owen Wilson is.
He was in The Wire.
Yeah.
He played Herc on The Wire.
Yeah, he played Herc on The Wire.
God damn it.
So if I would have gone two, I wouldn't have gotten it.
Oh.
Yeah.
I might have
so
just.
That answers the question that people have been dying to know.
How do you know?
Doug would be terrible at this game. just like all of his guests.
That was the fastest.
How do you know?
We literally, that game has it ever ended in just two movies?
Yeah, quite often.
I'm sure, yeah.
It ends that way a lot. You want to go out and do another one just for fun?
Yeah.
We got a couple minutes before Dave has to go pick up his child. How long does it take you to get there?
About 5 minutes.
Where's your page?
All right. Here's all the categories.
The Great Buck Howard. That's another film I was in.
We've got Jason Bateman movies. Mm-hmm.
That was like straight to pay-per-view, right?
Yeah.
It was in theaters and pay-per-view at the same time.
That's the only movie with both Tom and Colin Hanks playing father and son.
Yes.
I saw some of it on a plane, and I wanted to like it more.
Well, I tell you, the best
part
about
everybody in it is good.
And yeah.
Malkovich is
that was the greatest
great.
Part was working with Malkovich and actually, like, improvising with him and stuff. It was just giving me a lot of confidence afterwards. You go, he's just fantastic. And he was a great guy.
Yeah, he really nailed the part. I just didn't think the part was that.
Yeah.
It wasn't that interesting to watch him do it.
So Doug should get to name the first this category. Cause
All right. Jason Bateman movies. It's also LL Cool J's birthday.
I'll run the board this time.
So Jason Bateman, LL Cool J, song titles.
That's good. You only need three.
I know, but I'm just giving you, since this game's already
kids.
Over.
He plays kids, but he also, anything before 1990?
I'll go Jason Bateman.
Movies. Jason Bateman. All right, you've got one
movie before.
From 1987?
Yeah.
There we go. From 2004? Or one from 2009?
Is he...
I'll go 87.
Yeah. Thanks.
All right. Well, not surprised.
No, I'll name it a zero. Oh,
Len called this one a bomb.
No. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
I can do it in zero.
I got zero.
I can do it in zero names.
I got
and
zero.
Not negative? He said it was limp.
Well, I say zero.
And excruciating.
Yeah, okay. Zero names.
Six names.
I say zero names now.
I'll go negative one.
It goes to Graham.
Oh, sorry,
Graham's turn to either go negative or say name it.
We obviously know it, so I'll go negative one. Can you do it negative two? Come on.
I can't.
Yeah. Do it.
I can't remember who the female lady is.
I dare.
You already get one.
I dare.
See, the thing is, we already get one because of category. Negative one.
That's not true.
You're just giving that away now.
That's not true, sir.
Graham didn't necessarily know that the star is Jason Bateman, and he might not be.
He might not be.
He might have been in another movie the same year playing a less hairy role.
I know. But we all know it's Teen Wolf 2.
Yeah. Boo.
Let's put it on the table. It's Teen Wolf 2. But who was the girl?
I don't remember the girl. That's why I couldn't say
it. It was like Elizabeth something.
Nope. Kim.
Give us
Kim
Kardashian, of course.
Kim Darby.
Darby.
Kim Darby.
As his mom.
Yeah.
Oh,
she played his mom.
Second bill is his mom. Who's his love interest?
She was in the original True Grit.
I don't know.
And was a huge star still as an Academy Award.
Yeah, right.
But here's the third name. John Astin.
The father.
The father. Yeah, yeah. John Astin.
Oh, wow.
Well, where's the girl, though?
She
had to have a girlfriend. He had to have some girl that he wants to get with, and then he turns Harry.
I assure you. Unless the girl's name is Paul Sand, James Hampton, or Mark Holton.
Wow. You know what?
Those are all like teachers at the school.
John Astin.
Damn.
Awesome, too.
So she really
Kim Darby,
did not work out for her, whoever that girl is. All right, you want to do another one?
Yeah. Anything pre-86.
All right, LL Cool J movies, movies with song title names, or Friends movies. I'm like Graham Peck.
So I'm sorry. You said Friends, LL Cool J,
LL Cool J, or song title names.
Where it's song.
Let's try song title.
I think excellent choice.
That sounds fun.
Okay.
And the most chance of one being before 1994.
You got one from 1990. One from 19.
Tell him what you want him to pick.
1991.
Oh.
Or one from 2002.
I will go 1990.
1990.
He fell right into your trap.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah, Len liked it. He gave it three stars.
Yeah.
Okay.
He said it's a surprisingly successful variation of an old formula.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There are 10 names.
I'll go 7.
All right.
Wow. Look at that, 1990, huh?
1990.
I'll go
it's a song title.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go 5.
5 names.
Wow.
And what else did you say about it?
It is a surprisingly successful variation of an old formula.
Which would be boy meets girl.
Okay, and what's the other clue?
All right. He says it was light, charming, and thoroughly entertaining.
Wow, there's a million clues.
Yeah.
Wow. How many stars did he give it?
He gave it 3 stars. He liked the film. It's a
crappy thoroughly
film.
Entertaining, and he doesn't give it the top.
No.
So I said 7. How many names did you make?
He said 5.
I said 5.
5 to you, Doug Benson.
It's 1990?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's thoroughly
I'm so terrible at years.
I was doing
years don't help me at all.
No.
I'll go 4 names.
All right.
I'll go 3.
3 That's names.
Exciting.
Yeah.
Nothing's on the table.
Now it's now it's getting intense, Dave.
There's no
I'm
point to any
I'm
of this.
I'm going
to
say name that film.
Oh, all right, Graham.
Let's do it.
You get 3
Let's
names.
Get into it. I was hoping that would happen.
I feel good about this. Your first name is Jane Morris. Your second very telling name is Larry Miller. And then Eleanor Donahue.
I got it.
I know what it is.
I got it.
This is.
Can I steal?
No. Cannot. No, you can't just yell out.
I can't yell out
Pretty Woman.
I was picturing the movie.
What
was
an asshole.
You guys are cocks.
That's hilarious. I would never expect Larry Miller as soon as that off.
I know.
Yeah, Larry Miller gives it away.
I literally was like, I was picturing
You know
the
what's
scene.
In your head. You know the scene. You're
I'm
right.
I'm seeing
right.
Richard Gere. I'm like, what's it was? It was a whore girl, woman, woman tramp, money, sex, money.
I opened for Larry like a few weeks after that movie came out, and that was my favorite scene in the movie.
It was fantastic. Yeah.
And,
it was fantastic.
He was great in it. And,
not only are you a strong
and
man,
I really sucked up to him and talked to him about how much I loved him in Pretty Woman.
And what a sweet guy.
Yeah, he's the nicest.
He really is
at the
fantastic.
Funny Firm in Chicago a year or two after that movie, maybe 3 years after that movie came out, and he, oh God, he was so hilarious.
Yeah,
and he's such a libertarian, and that was like so much in his act.
Somebody you want me to call a shithead?
It was great.
What do you want?
Okay,
no,
it's too easy.
A friend. Should we do one more?
Yeah.
I could play all day, but we got to get Dave out of here.
You're enjoying
I'm good. I'm
you
good.
Got time, Dave? Come
all right.
on.
Yeah, I got time.
All right. All right. So we've got Yellow Cool J movies.
I hate to look
Sequel,
waiting,
please,
so.
Or Friends movies.
What was it again?
Let's do the Friends one. Someone pick that.
Let's
do Friends.
All right.
Friends.
Let's all right. do it. You went through the trouble of making it. Let's play it.
All right. Dave, you can choose from 1997, 1998, or 2003.
1990. Say it again.
1997, 98, or 2003.
Let's go 2003.
Ooh, right. Current.
Well, see, I was.
Yeah. I thought you liked the older ones.
Leonard.
Yeah. 2003.
This kid.
This kid.
2003.
Leonard liked
a friend
it.
Friend is in it.
He yes, a member of Friends is in it.
Uh huh.
He gave it 3 stars. He said it's entertaining, and the lead is at his best. And there are 11 names.
2003.
It's entertaining.
I'll go 6.
5.
I'm going to go 4. I think I got an idea
really?
What this is. Because the Friends just has to be in it. They're not necessarily the star.
That's correct.
That's true.
Yeah. So it might not be a friend.
What did he say? Read the thing what Leonard said about the movie.
He said it was entertaining and the lead is at his best.
Yeah.
Well, it's not Michael J. Fox by then.
What does Michael J. Fox have to do with anything?
I don't remember him being
Wolf Friends.
Yeah. He was great on Friends.
No. It didn't have to be, like we said.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay.
So that sounds like if there's already, it's going to be like ready to wear or something like that. But
that was 1994.
Was it?
Yeah. We were almost a full decade off.
How do you know?
Because that's just how my
I will
brain
say
works.
Name that film.
Let's do it.
All right. How many names did you say?
I said 4.
Four, right? Yeah. All right. Here we go. Tony Bennett, Eddie Jameson, Sally Kirkland, and Nora Dunn.
Oh wow!
How rare is it that all 4 of the names I gave you are?
Yeah, but also
I was thinking it was going to be Abbott Pupil because David Schwimmer was in that,
film.
But that clearly is not what.
Like
this
I'm
movie
trying
is.
To think of a movie where somebody just walks in and suddenly goes, "Fly me to the
That's
moon."
That's what it is. That's
like,
what
it's
got
to be a scene where he sings for some reason. like they go to a concert, or he just shows up in a fantasy or something.
I will say this: if you just said. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. If you just said 6 names, you'd know it immediately.
Oh.
That's what I guessed, was six Tony was my Bennett, bid.
Nora Dunn.
Eddie Jameson.
Oh, Sally yeah, Kirkland. It is. Go ahead. You know what it is.
Eddie Jameson.
Gwyneth Paltrow, she gained all the weight.
Oh, the fat kid movie?
Yeah, fat kid movie.
That is not what it is. Shallow Hal. Shallow it is Hal. Not Shallow, Shallow Hal, as there are no members of the cast of Friends. Thing is,
I realized that my references as a child were 40 years old. Now they're 80 years old when I think of stuff.
Car 54, where are you?
No.
Go to six. I want to
same
see
director. Yeah. Same director. All right. For that film.
The sixth name,
Steve Carell.
Oh.
2003. Okay, that has to be 40-year-old virgin.
Oh, it's
no, because he was the star.
Anchorman.
Nope.
We don't know.
Awful.
What is it?
I'll keep going.
Oh, wait. Evan, or what's his name?
Evan Almighty.
Bruce Almighty.
Yeah, correct. Thank you.
Bruce Almighty.
Oh!
Bruce starring Almighty. That lovable friend, Jennifer Aniston. You
know, because he's allowed to have anybody.
Go to a concert or something.
Okay. Yes. Okay, I'll take the keys. Is it down there ready to go? I got to go anyway.
You all can right. go.
I gotta go.
That was awesome. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Dave.
We love you.
Thanks, Dave.
Godspeed you, sir.
Godspeed. It's good seeing you.
Happy New Year.
Nice meeting you. Bye bye. Thanks.
David Anthony Higgins, everybody.
Making an early exit. So it's so often that your guests are usually late to the
this
show.
This is the first time, yeah. We always have late guests, but we never have one that leaves early. He's not leaving early. We did the full time, but, you know, a lot of people listen to the show wouldn't mind a few more extra minutes. But, yeah, Bruce Almighty.
I cannot picture,
Steve Carell was, you know, the weatherman that he made talk funny. That's why I guessed Anchorman, because that was his next.
I remember the movie. I cannot remember Tony Bennett in it at all.
He gets Tony Bennett to sing, I think, at some point.
Yeah, because he makes amazing things happen.
Jim Carrey gets Tony Bennett to sing for Aniston, I think.
Yeah, it's like a romantic, you know, and he pulls the moon closer and it starts a tidal wave or something.
Right.
Some nonsense. You want to jump in and play around, Matt?
Sure.
Yeah, Matt Belknap coming to the mic.
All right.
Here we go.
You are like a kid in a candy store. You never get to play.
I don't play ever, really so enjoying it's, so it's fun. But it is. I do understand the frustrations that a Jimmy Pardo or a Paul F. Tompkins is always expressing about how you get stuck in a pattern playing where you can't jump in. And that was funny. Dave Higgins was like, can you steal? That's an interesting interesting
when you know concept. It, you just want to jump all over that shit.
You don't want to be behind Graham is really what it comes down to.
I think most people don't know his, it most of the
his
time.
His favorite thing to say is name that movie. So you'll never get a chance. All right.
He bid lowered me several times.
He did. He was in the game. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
All right. LL Cool J.
We'll start with Matt.
It's his birthday today, so we got LL Cool J movies.
Just name three categories.
I know.
Be decisive.
I am. LL Cool J movies, sequel please, or movies with song title names.
I'm going to give it up for LL Cool J.
Oh, ladies
see, an untapped
love.
Category. See,
I don't like this one.
He can't live without his radio.
But it's his birthday.
He's LL Cool J.
You guys know all of these movies.
Rappers and movies is my worst
you
category ever.
You guys know
ever.
All of these movies are promised.
I'm sure I know them, but I just don't remember what LL Cool J's been
in. You've movie. Got an LL Cool J movie from 1992.
Minus six.
Oh, that one.
One from 99 and one from 2003.
Do I get to?
Yes, you do, man.
99.
All right.
Zero names.
Oh, I love it.
Boom.
I'm very impressed. I didn't even give the clues yet.
I'll go negative one.
Do you want these clues?
I want to hear the clues.
Oh, yeah. We could hear the clues. Right. I still go negative one.
All right.
I might change my bid.
He might change. If he changes, I change.
Okay. Leonard gave it 2 stars and said it's a strident one-note concoction, and it's loud and obvious from the word go.
Yeah, I'm sticking with zero names.
Stick with zero names. Yeah. And you're sticking with negative one, Doug?
Yeah, okay.
All right.
I'll go... I don't know. I think I know what it is, but I would take a... I'll go negative two. Why not? Who gives a shit? Let's get nuts.
I don't even know who the top
What are you going to do? Yeah.
Do it. Negative three, like, Matt. Welcome to the Ring of Fire. Cage match.
I'm trying to think of who the fucking...
I've got to narrow down to two movies, and I can tell you who the lead is.
Do you want
one.
The point, or do you want the glory? Because I guarantee you he's not going to get negative 2
I want the glory. I don't give a shit about the point.
Go for the glory, Matthew.
Some British guy.
This isn't for anything, I'll tell you you're wrong. There's no British guy in the first,
then I'm way
seven
off.
Names.
Oh, okay.
Rollerball. Well, then I'll say name that movie.
Okay. All right. Well, the movie's Rollerball.
That isn't correct.
Okay. is it Deep Blue Sea?
Is it Deep Blue Sea?
No, sir.
Wow, I was totally off. Is it Halloween H2O?
It is not.
Is it the toy movie with Robin Williams?
Toys?
No,
Toys?
That was 92.
Yeah, that's right.
What is it?
Any Given Sunday.
Oh, nice. So it would be Al Pacino.
Yep.
And it would be Jamie Foxx.
No, not Cameron Diaz.
Diaz. And then
Dennis Quaid.
James
Woods, then Jamie Foxx.
Yeah.
Then
that'd be tough.
Oh, none of us even knew it was. There were 18 names, by the way, on that one.
Jesus.
And the first one is Elizabeth Berkley.
Oliver Stone, okay. You know nothing about football. Don't ever
and
try
that. My favorite
that
is it's Elizabeth Berkley, James Caron, Bill Bellamy, and Lawrence Taylor.
Nice.
That should have been your giveaway.
Oh, just plea bargain. Lawrence Taylor just got himself out of doing some hard time for having sex with an underage prostitute.
Good for him.
Attaboy.
That's timely.
Yeah.
Keeping up.
Convicted athletes.
I gotta give a big thumbs up to our showrunner here. I think Sam Levine did a great job picking the movies, and like it was
he did the whole thing.
It was a tough game.
I thought in my mind, who should I get to run the game?
Yeah,
I thought of Sam, and then I in a couple of texts we made the deal. I said, just come down and do it like I always do it.
Nice work, man.
Thank you very much, Matt. I appreciate that.
Let's do another one.
All right.
Jesus. He made all this stuff.
He's not going to get a chance to do this again.
Once these are gone.
I got to go soon.
All right. We've still got Jason Bateman movies.
You got to return those flip flops.
Movies with song titles and sequel, please.
Rented flip flops.
I'll lose my deposit on my flip flops.
All right, Doug, you get to choose.
Wait, no, Matt.
All right. Matt, Jason Bateman.
Wait, I got the point, though. So.
Oh, you did? Okay, then start with me. Yeah, because he
couldn't. Jason Bateman movies with song title names or sequel, please.
Let's do sequel, please.
Yeah.
All right.
And I just mean sequels. Please.
You have a sequel from 1997 or a sequel from 1998?
Oh. Like, that's the thing. Nothing means anything.
That doesn't,
With years. Doesn't help
you
me
always give the years.
97, 98. No, I know, but it's helpful to some people, but it doesn't help me.
It helps me a lot.
Very helpful to me.
97, 98. Okay. Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, you know it's not from the 50s. that's helpful in that sense. I'll do 98.
All right, 1998. Leonard gave this movie, in my opinion, a very generous 2.5 stars.
Okay.
He says the silly plot, he literally has that in quotes, the silly plot goes on too long, but high spirits prevail. And one of the leads co-produced and scripted the movie.
Huh.
And there are 10 names.
It's from 98.
1998, 2.5 stars. It is a sequel.
Sequel. 10 names. 2.5
silly
stars.
Plot goes on too long. High spirits prevail. One of the leads co-produced and scripted 10.
High spirits prevail.
High spirits. Not the Daryl Hannah.
Is that a pun?
Steve Guttenberg.
It's like
movie.
A World
or
War
Or would that give
I
too much away if you told us that was a pun?
Yeah, it is not a pun.
I'll go 3 names.
Whoa! Wow! Do you know?
I have no idea.
Oh.
What a fuck. I'm going to go 2 names.
See, it works.
Oh, 98. No. Yeah, because you're basically it's a pissing match now. Like you got to like it doesn't matter anyway about the points.
If we're playing for points, I would have a drastically different strategy, yeah, yeah. My friend.
98 sequel co-scripted or scripted by the one of the stars.
Mm-hmm. High spirits prevailed. Literally, like, I read letters from my grandfather writing home in World War I, and that's what that sounds like. Fritz made a move upon Paris, but high spirits prevailed.
Let me just say, that is the lowest name recognizable?
Yes.
And then I'm going to say one name.
Oh, name that movie.
Wait, it's my, I got to say.
Yeah, you can go 0.
Give me everything again.
All right, 1998, 2.5 stars. I think that's generous. Leonard says the silly plot goes on too long, but high spirits prevail. One of the leads co-produced and scripted. And there are 10 names, of which it is now down to 1.
It's a sequel.
Yep.
It's a sequel.
And in my opinion, it is a terrible sequel. It should never have been made. Takes a big steaming dump on the first one.
All right, Matt, name it.
The one name
What's
you
the one
get
name? Yeah.
Is Erica Badu.
Oh!
Erica Badu. Wow.
Yes!
Probably in a sarong.
You have to assume her hair is wrapped high.
And it is not the Cider House Rules 2.
Okay, good.
Just in case you were thinking.
That was a great sequel, Cider House Rules 2.
I'm going to say Austin Powers, The Spy Who Shagged Me.
Oh, that is a great guess, but I'm sorry that is wrong.
What that is that? A good guess, though, right?
That is a great guess. That is a great guess.
I don't think that should not have been made.
How about if I say Daryl Hammond?
Say the rest of the names.
Daryl Hammond. Steve Lawrence. Frank Oz. J. Evan Bonifant.
Oh, wait. Is it Blues Brothers 2000?
That is correct!
Wow. I am the best!
Wow. An abomination!
Wait, what year did it come out?
98.
And it's called Blues Brothers 2000?
I know! He mentions that in the review.
How could he have the balls to give it 2.5 stars? Like, there's no way. It barely
well, the high spirits did prevail.
It's horrible. High spirits prevail. It's probably got some decent musical numbers in it.
I don't know.
Did anyone here see it? You saw it, apparently.
I did. It's really terrible.
I think I saw some of it. There was like a kid with the Blues Brothers outfit on.
Aretha Franklin.
John Goodman. And,
oh, no, that's the original.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, you guys got anything?
Was Erykah Badu in the Aretha Franklin part?
I think she was.
She's the new fry cook or whatever.
So Graham's the official winner, but I'm just happy that I proved that I wouldn't be too bad at it if I played. And thank you, Sam Levine, for doing
welcome,
that. Is
Sammy.
Got anything coming out that we should be looking for?
Other than Drones.
That little movie Drones.
Yeah, it's on DVD in March. And then if you have Comcast, it's on demand right now for like $5.
It's called, who else is in it?
Paula Tompkins has a voice in the movie.
Go list from the bottom of the cast list up.
Angela Bettis, who is just on Dexter, she's one of the leads in it.
Oh, okay.
Mark Evan Jackson is in it.
All right, we'll get back
Woodward
to me if you come up with a name
Joss
I know.
Joss Whedonverse. It's, you know, it doesn't have to have huge
Matt Belknap, do you have
good?
anything for Dave Anthony Higgins that you'd like to plug?
He's going to be at the Tapehead screening.
I didn't ask him what he's got coming out, but you can see catch him in reruns of Malcolm in the Middle.
And the Army Show.
You can see Graham Elwood and I. We have gigs coming up this year in Charlotte, Myrtle Beach, Salt Lake City, Boise, Missoula, and... more details to come on those, but also comedyfilmnerds.com is where you can.
And I will be in Iraq, Kuwait and Iraq, January 21st to the 31st. I'll be blogging the whole time at grahamelwood.com.
Wow.
So check that out. And I'll have my documentary, Afghanistan, will finally be available as a free download starting in February.
Ooh.
Available at comedyfilmnerds.com.
When you guys travel to all these cities, do you sit next to each other on the plane?
We usually do, if we're not in first, because if you're next to each other in first, it's no big deal. But,
sure.
But in coach, we don't want to sit next to each other.
No.
We go across the aisle from each other.
Nice.
And one of us always gets fucking bone fucked by having to sit next to some asshole, and the other one laughs the whole way.
Yeah, I get the feeling,
because it's a total lottery. No,
Graham,
it's pretty even. It goes back and forth. You never know when you're going to get the baby or the fat guy next to you,
or Johnny Bad Cologne, or
yeah.
I've decided I would rather have a toddler in the seat next to me than behind me. Because the kicking,
they
of the
won't
seat.
Kick your seat, yeah. And also they're not going to use the arms if they're a toddler. So yeah. you get a little room. Yeah. That's what I don't like. Is I just don't like being squished up against somebody. And that's the other thing. If you buy tickets together, you have to get someone has to get the middle seat. Neither one of us wants that.
Lame.
So
glad we cleared that up. Thank you.
Since Dave and I were the losers, we get to decide. We get to name the shitheads. So. As always. Oh, and I didn't get a picture of Dave. Dave would be a great person for me to have gotten a picture of.
Oh, yeah.
Because people really do need to know, oh, that guy. Because if you see him, then right, you know. Right. He's the guy that he works with Malcolm's mother at the, Malcolm in the Middle, at the, wherever she works. She works at like a drugstore.
Oh, okay.
And he like works with her.
Okay.
He's like the, you know, I don't want to say fat guy because his weight is always, is in flux lately. Like he seems to go up and down. But anyway.
Do you think it's drugs?
No, I think it's food.
Oh, okay.
It's a drug.
Adolf Hitler is a shithead, and Sarah Palin is a shithead.
I agree.
Outstanding.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves.